Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show, sponsored by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, New York, the area's only sheep dairy, selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt. Check out the website, willowpondsheep.com. Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. And the Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries, offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. This is going to be, a really special Tasting Tuesdays because I've got the entire team, the core team, the above-the-line team from Bistro to Go in just outside. Is that technically? It's still Kingston, right, where you guys are?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yep. I've got with me Colin Llewellyn, who is owner and co-general manager. I've got Lauren Rodell, who is owner and chef of the restaurant. And finally, Michael Quinn, who's also co-general manager here with me today, all from Bistro to Go in Kings, New York. Thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure. I was lucky enough a couple of weeks ago to be able to get a little tour and to meet everybody. Well, I didn't meet you, Michael. So
I must have been busy doing something really important.
I met a very lovely dog, I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Our emotional support dog. Yes, emotional support dog, yeah. Indeed.
The office emotional support.
That's Michael. Well, we're going to get to some samples. I'm already, side-eyeing the samples, but there's so much good stuff coming. But I was really, really, impressed with the grocery store aspect. But you guys do a number of things, right? With Bistro to Go, you cater.
Yep.
You have the grocery store cafe, if you will. Mm-hmm. And what else?
Our bakery is pretty extensive as well.
Mm-hmm.
We also offsite we do. We have a trailer that we've just added. We also now have a liquor license, so we have a new bar program. We're doing it all.
Yeah. We have an extensive list of catering options that you can get through us. You can do everything from fully plated sit-down meals to family-style meals to pickup catering. So, if you're whatever you're catering, we can suit the need.
Mm-hmm. That was Colin, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you, sorry, thank you. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so even better, don't identify yourself, but identify someone else.
Well, I just don't want anybody misattributing what he's saying to me.
Exactly. Right, exactly. We all have our own facts, as it were. All right. So, it seems like a tremendous amount of work and of services and of, like, you guys seem to have a modest size place, modest size staff there. How do you do it? I mean, do you sleep?
Barely. Honestly, it's the team. Like, they're so fantastic. Yeah. And, we were really lucky that when we took over the business, we got to keep everyone on board and they wanted to stay, and it's just been really fantastic. And so they know the business very well, which is very helpful for us.
Oh, I'm
also
sure. Right.
And there's a lot of efficiencies, and we've added some efficiencies. And so, we're moving along, and we just want to feed as many people as possible. So we're doing that.
When did you guys take over? How recently was that?
Almost exactly a year ago. This is Michael, great. By the way. That was Lauren that was just speaking a second ago. Yeah, almost a year ago, we closed last October 31st on Halloween.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I didn't realize. Well, congratulations on making it a year. And
thank
it
you.
Seems like you're expanding, you're ambitious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, we are ambitious.
do you guys, how do you decide where to put your focus? Does it change throughout the year? Because you are doing different things. You're serving different things. After a year, maybe you're starting to get the swing of who your clientele is.
Yeah, this is Colin. There's a bit of seasonality to it, but honestly, we stay fairly busy year round because we service a lot of different populations. Right, there's a lot of locals who use us multiple times a week as their source for dinner because it's the kind of food you can eat multiple times a week and still feel pretty good about yourself. But we also service, the weekenders who come up in the summer and for leaf peeping season. And then weddings are obviously very seasonal. They tend to fall in the summer and spring. But you know, we stay busy year round. Oh, and we just started feeding the kids at the Woodstock Day School. So that's now an ongoing program. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We serve them lunch. Sorry, okay. No breakfast. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's amazing. That's so great that you do that. Is that something, what if somebody who, you know, I don't want to, you know, say
trouble?
The wrong thing.
You're trying to stir up trouble.
Well, yeah, a little bit. I'm thinking if I worked at a school and I was responsible for the food, I was wondering, you know, and I wasn't happy, dissatisfied with the current, you know, provider. I was just wondering.
Listen, I don't
have to grow slowly, right?
I don't want to brag, but we're getting rave reviews from the kids. The kids love us.
If you do have any complaints, Colin's cell phone number.
We'll provide everybody's cell phone number by the end of this.
But
question.
Also, to your question earlier, there's seasonality to it in the sense that it builds around different holidays. Like, for instance, right now we're really gearing up for a lot of holiday parties and catering holiday parties, and we're kind of perfectly poised to help people, whether it's a private event at your house or a corporate event. We're kind of perfectly poised to cater a holiday party. So we're getting into that season right now. People are starting to book it. Please do. Also, Thanksgiving is a really big deal. We serve, you know, hundreds of full Thanksgiving meals every year. So, you know, people call. They don't want to cook. Let us do the cooking. That's our philosophy. So for Thanksgiving, let us do the cooking. You call us. We'll give you turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Right. You come pick it up. And then enjoy your time with your family rather than spending it in the kitchen.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to, I'm stirring up trouble again, but some people find that part of the process, that part of being in the kitchen, it's an expression of love, which I think you guys are also on a different sort of scale doing. It's making food and providing food is an expression of love. And why don't you express some love to me right now as while we're here. Don't get nervous. I'm at the food. So
easy.
So what did you guys bring?
So we brought some samples of what would be really fantastic about, like, what Michael was talking about, some catering, and you'd pick this up, or we could, you know, bring it to your house for offsite. But we've got some platters that we, you know, everything is made in-house. We've got baba ganoush,
like
we've
a
got hummus. Yeah,
here.
This is like a mezze platter. Mm-hmm. We have our antipasto platter. Yeah. We're making focaccia in-house. So we've got some, this is our garlic and olive focaccia. So this is just, you know, a bunch of samplings of different things. We've got caponata, a cauliflower salad. Mm-hmm. There's marinated artichokes. So it's really just a little bit of everything.
Got a small sampling of our baked goods. Oh, our bakers are incredibly talented. We do custom cakes. We do cookies. Yeah. We do pastries. And everything is incredible. So I brought some samples of that, too.
You're very generous. Our team will enjoy it, especially when you come back next week with an entirely new
every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, just wanted to note that a lot of our baked goods and a lot of our food is... It's pretty dietary restriction friendly, so we have a lot of gluten-free, a lot of vegan, dairy-free items, and they're, you know, across the board, bakery and in the savory food selection, we really kind of check a lot of boxes.
It's inescapable at this point, right?
Yeah. I mean,
that's kind of part of the conversation now, right? You have everybody with all sorts of different dietary restrictions or needs or, you know, like, mine is just quantity.
Same.
which you've succeeded in ringing, so again, thank you for that. I'm going to dive in right in a minute or two, what's the best way to reach you guys?
Like, well, come on into the store. That's
28?
A great way. Yeah, we're right on 28.
Mm-hmm. What was that, West?
Well, technically we're in town of Kingston, right?
Yeah.
But we're right by West Hurley. So between Kingston and Woodstock, you drive right past.
Not far from the reservoirs and the rail trails over there.
Yeah.
No,
exactly. Yeah.
It's really close.
You're doing that. That's another reason to stop by.
Yeah, we're right by a bunch of trails, bike trails, hiking trails, everything. Yeah.
Right by the Wine Hutch and Dollar General. So you can kind of get anything you need.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you can give us a call. You can check out the website. We are available.
The website is bluemountainbistro.com.
Thank you.
Yep.
And you guys have a social media presence, I have to assume. Or...
We do.
Yes, we have Instagram and Facebook, both under the Blue Mountain Bistro moniker.
Yeah, if you're into food porn, go to our Instagram account, especially our special focaccia Friday sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been really fun.
Oh, note to self, Friday. Okay.
Yeah, Fridays are a good day at the bistro.
Anything else that you guys wanted to kind of touch on? I want to make sure that, you know, that we mention it.
I always like to mention that, you know, like you were saying, we function almost to me like a community center. That this business, we've been very fortunate to take over a business that already had deep roots in the community. And we, as a philosophy, just intend to maintain those roots and to nurture those roots. And it's really quite a privilege to be able to feed the community in the way we do and to be able to feed as diverse an audience of people as we do. And I really think we hit all of the marks and satisfy everybody. And it's, which is a tall order. But I live kind of far away, and I live in Parksville, and I honestly wish I had a bistro to go on my side of the Catskills because there's nothing like it over there. So yeah, I know I could make that happen.
Well, really, I mean, obviously it's probably way too early to make any kinds of announcements. Or predictions, but it, you know, does that idea of having another location appeal to you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
yes, for sure.
You have to do that thoughtfully, obviously.
Of course, yeah. Like Colin was saying, it really is such a community center, you know, obviously with the core being food, you know, serving people food. But it's really a very special place that services so many different people and events and different areas of the community. Like, you know, we're feeding the kids, we're going to local venues and doing, you know, collaborating with them. And so it's really amazing.
Yeah, we've been feeding the artists at Levon Helms for years, and that's that's a privilege. Really great.
That's so cool that you guys are doing that. Again, that's Blue Mountain Bistro to Go.
Wrong. BlueMountainBistro.com.
Wrong. Right. Let me rephrase. Again, that's BlueMountainBistro.com for all sorts of details, how to reach out to these guys, Colin Llewellyn, Lauren Riddell, and Michael Quinn, and their amazing team behind the counter there. They're making sandwiches and all sorts of salads and you name it. And so don't be shy. Stop by and visit them. And, of course, you can give them a call or place your orders, whatever you want to do. I mean, whatever you need to do.
Well, it's also my understanding that this is radio, therefore people can't see, correct? So nobody can actually see the spread that we have here.
I know. Well, we'll take some pictures.
My goodness. It looks delicious. And I'm not just saying that. I am just saying that. But I'm not just saying that.
Yeah. Bistro to Go in Kingston, New York. Thanks, everybody, for coming all this way. I really appreciate it coming on Tasting Tuesdays. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.